Music Through the Night with Jonathan Swain from 12:30. But now, on BBC Radio 3, with the time at 11 o'clock, let's join Verity Sharp for this evening's Late Junction.
What a great tune that is. It's thought to belong to the great canon of traditional English tunes, although some say, in fact, it might have been written by Henry Purcell. It's called A Hole in the Wall, which seems a very contemporary title, but maybe that refers to a drinking den rather than a cash point. Gloriously arranged there by the fiddler Sam Sweeney and the accordionist Hannah James, and it's on their brand new album State and Ancient Tree. More from that later on tonight. Now, this music was probably written in Purcell's lifetime too, but over in flamboyant Italy, and it's a song thought to have been written by Il Fasolo and all about flirting and flattery.
Guardo lusinghiero, non fu dormila mai, fosco e vil pensiero, fu cacion de miei guai. Sguardo lusinghiero, non fu dormila mai, fosco e vil pensiero, fu cacion de miei guai. Rompe del ghiaccio, o caldi sospiri, mentre mi faccio per vostri desiri. respiri, rompete il ghiaccio, o caldi sospiri, mentre mi faccio per vostri desiri. Se quel suo grandire non fosse mordace, faria rapire e accender la pace. Se quel suo grandire non fosse mordace, faria rapire e accender la pace. Rompete il ghiaccio, o caldi sospiri, mentre mi faccio per vostri desiri. Rompete il ghiaccio, o caldi sospiri, mentre mi faccio per vostri desiri. Non al pensiero, nel cor di fedele il resto è menzognero. Ma perché crudele e gentil, non al pensiero, nel cor di fedele il resto è menzognero. Rompete il ghiaccio, o caldi sospiri, mentre mi faccio per vostri desiri. Rompete il ghiaccio, o caldi sospiri, mentre mi faccio per vostri desiri. Godrai chi ti piace, non sperar più da me, né tregua, guerra o pace per chi male viene da te. Godrai chi ti piace, non sperar più da me, né tregua, guerra o pace per chi male viene da te. Rompe del ghiaccio, o caldi sospiri, mentre mi faccio per vostri desiri. Rompe del ghiaccio, caldi sospiri, mentre mi faccio per vostri desiri.
That's Ensemble Lucidarium with music by Folke de Marsay, who was a famous troubadour travelling around France in medieval times and something of a womaniser by all accounts, and that until he had a profound religious experience and he gave it all up to become a monk. And this music's by someone else who knows how to enjoy the good things in life, the Colombian singer Rodolfo Accardi, who was famous by the age of 19 for his impeccable singing of the country's slinky dance tunes. And this one's all about tobacco and rum.
Tabaco y ron. Tabaco, tabaco, tabaco. Tabaco y ron. Tabaco, tabaco, tabaco. Tabaco y ron. Porque mande, mande, que mande, en el mundo siempre habrá buena gente, mala gente, el que niega, el creyente, sabio, necio, indiferente. Tabaco y ron.
Tabaco, tabaco, tabaco.
Tabaco y ron.
Tabaco, tabaco, pero tabaco.
Tabaco y ron. Esa amargura, esa amargura. Lleva, compadre, tu cruz y no se la des a nadie, y no se la des a nadie, y no se la des a nadie, que todos ya llevamos una cruz. Sabio, necio, indiferente, tabaco y ron.
Tabaco, tabaco, tabaco.
Tabaco y ron.
Tabaco, tabaco, pero tabaco.
Tabaco y ron. Quita esa mala gana, compadre, que te va a matar esa amargura. Esa amargura, esa amargura. Lleva, compadre, tu cruz y no se la des a nadie, y no se la des a nadie, y no se la des a nadie, que todos ya llevamos una cruz. Creyente, sabio, necio, indiferente, tabaco y ron.
Tabaco, tabaco, tabaco.
Tabaco y ron.
Tabaco, tabaco, pero tabaco.
Tabaco y ron.
Tabaco, tabaco, tabaco.
Tabaco y ron.
Tabaco, tabaco, pero tabaco.
Rodolfo y su típica and Tobacco and Rum, which is just one track on a compilation from World Circuit tracing the irresistible rhythms of Colombia from the 1950s to the 1980s. It's a double album called Cumbia Cumbia. And from Colombia to Cairo with the short and moody Cairo Blues by David Murray, played here by the World Saxophone Quartet.
Thank you. said, go into the country and see the real Africa. Whether you were born here is where you come from. Go to the jungle. Deep inside, you shall find your hidden heart, your silent ancestral soul. And I went upon my way, dancing.
Zagas left us alone, and we sing the blues. It's a beat me blues. No, 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 we have done what we could for them to help us, but it was so hard, so hard. Every day so hard. No, we didn't know what to do. Beat machines come. Beat machines come. Cut, 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 cut. Every tree that we have, that we need. No, we don't know what and how to do.
I mean, would you have, I mean, select, I mean,
that's the all-female vocal quartet called Chet Nunetta, and they've made an art out of specialising creating, and they've made an art out of specialising in creating music from nowhere in particular. Usually they sing in completely made-up language, but not so for that track, Pygmy Blues, inspired presumably by the Pygmy hocketing music of Central Africa. You'll find that on their album Pangea. You're listening to Late Junction with a dark bit of techno here from Thomas Kona, also known as Porter Ricks. And this is from the album Biokinetics, which has something of an underwater theme, using, as he says, bubbling pads, sub-aquatic basses and muffled kick drums. This track is Nautical Nuba.
Thank you. told her how to shake. Told her how to shake. Says I ain't gonna mess with Lazarus. Well, he's a dangerous man. Lord, Lord, he's a dangerous man. Well, in the high shed, oh, yeah, we found Lazarus. He was hiding in the mountain. Oh, well, the high shed found Lazarus. He was hiding in the pillar of the mountain. Oh, with his head hung down. In the high shed, oh, yeah, little Lazarus, oh, yeah, is a Lazarus to arrest you. Well, the high shed, oh, little Lazarus, oh, yeah, is a Lazarus come to arrest you. Every you day.
Well, that's James Carter and the inmates of the Mississippi State Penitentiary, recorded by Alan Lomax in the 1960s and then brought to the world's attention in 2000 with the film Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? The work song Poe Lazarus, about a man relentlessly pursued and gunned down by a sheriff. You're listening to Late Junction on BBC Radio 3 with me, Verity Sharp. And here's someone else who spent time in the Mississippi State Penitentiary and also who Lomax met and recorded, although I don't think this is one of his actual recordings. This is Sunhouse singing The Walking Blues in 1930. Thank you.
Sinner man, where you gonna run to all on that day? Oh, sinner man, where you gonna run to all on that day? Run to the rock, rock won't you hide? Rock, won't you hide me all on that day? Lord, said sinner man, a rock will be a man all on that day. Lord, said sinner man, a rock will be a man all on that day. I run to the sea, won't you hide me all on that day? Run to the sea, see, won't you hide me all on that day? Oh, yeah. Satan said, sin a man, step right in.
Step right in.
Satan said, sin a man, step right in.
All on that day. All on that day.
That's Eric Bibb. How prolific is that man? It's another new album from him. This one's called Deeper in the Well, and from it, that was his version of Cinnamon. He's in Sweden at the moment, but I'm sure it won't be too long before he's back in the UK. He's certainly got one date on the 2nd of June when you can catch him at the Blues Festival in Ashburton in Devon. Well, in a moment, a piece by the late Martin Bennett. It's called Peewits, and it's arranged by Mr. McFall's Chamber. It was actually a fragment of a melody which the Martin Bennett Foundation gave to the group following Martin's death. And Mr. McFall's Chamber added a string quartet and bass accompaniment to it. And it's given it a kind of serenity to equal the Lark Ascending, I think. You'll hear it after this short piece written and played on the Norwegian Hardanger fiddle by Benedicta Morset.
Thank you.
Music by Alec Roth, words by George Herbert, and that's a setting of his poem The Flower, as sung by Ex Cathedra. And that followed on from the voice of Azam Ali, who was born in Tehran, grew up in India, and now resides in Canada. And that was the first track on her album of lullabies called From Night to the Edge of Day. You'll find details on the Lake Junction page of the Radio 3 website, bbc.co.uk/Radio 3, and follow the links from there.
Thank you.
Capriccio by the Russian composer Albin Repnikov, played by the young Danish musician Bjarke Mogensen on the bajan, which is apparently the most advanced instrument in the accordion family. Certainly sounds like it has plenty of notes and buttons. You're listening to Late Junction on BBC Radio 3 with me, Verity Sharp. And just going back to where we started tonight, here's another track from Sam Sweeney and Hannah James's new album, State and Ancient Tree. This is the song of William Taylor.
Taylor was a brisk young sailor, he who courted a lady fair. Bells were ringing and sailors singing, as to church they did repair. 30 couples were at the wedding, they were dressed in a rich array. Instead of William being married, he was pressed and sent to sea. She's dressed herself in a man's apparel she's put on, and she's followed her true love William, for to find him she is gone. Up to her, asking her what she did here. Oh, I've come to seek my true love, who I lately love so dear. If you have come to seek your true love, tell me then what his name may be. Oh, his name is William Taylor, from the Irish ranks came he. You rise up early in up by the break of day, there you'll see your true love William walking with some lady gay. She rose up early in the morning, she rose up by the break of day, there she saw her true love William walking with some lady gay. She for a sword and a pistol ordered to she shot her true love William with his bride on his right arm. If all young men from Wales or London serve the same as she served he, young girls then would soon be undone. How very scarce young men would be. Thank you.
set of tunes from the fiddler Liz Carroll and the guitarist John Doyle, and that's from their album Double Play. Well, a large-scale choral work in a moment by the Belgian composer and organist Willem Cooliers, and he wrote this to celebrate the 35th anniversary of the Huelgas Ensemble. So it's a complex piece of polyphony in 35 parts, and it has a theme that's apparently repeated 35 times, although I don't suggest you sit there counting. It's called Nomen Mortis, and it's coming up after this gentle bit of ambience from the Portland duo AU.
Thank you.
Nomen Mortis by Willem Cooliers, as sung by the group for whom it was written, the Huelgas Ensemble. And that's it for tonight. I'm Verity Sharp, back with Late Junction at 11 tomorrow, when, amongst other things, we'll have another Late Junction session for you. The musically adventurous Max de Wardener will be joining us and bringing with him cellos, auto harps, electronics and whirlies. Do join us then. Good night.
Hello and welcome to BBC Radio 3 Through the Night with me, Jonathan Swain, an intimate gathering of string players for this opening hour and three quarters. It's a concert the Henschel Quartet gave in the summer of 2011 on the idyllic island of Funen, Nielsen's birthplace in Denmark. To come hear Schubert's Death and the Maiden Quartet and a guitar quintet by Castelnuovo Tedesco. But the Henschel Quartet opened with Shostakovich, the seventh of his string quartets, a piece from 1960 and sparked off by the death of his first wife, Nina, which might promise something sombre. Well, it certainly doesn't open that way. By all accounts, this seventh quartet was one of Shostakovich's own favourites among his 15. Thank you.